You're listening to Win the Day with James Whittaker.
What we do in life echoes in eternity.
Broadcasting from Los Angeles, California, this is the number one podcast to help you win the day every day. Here's your host, James Whittaker.
Let's go.
Hey winners, welcome back to Win the Day Wednesday. Today is a special one because the podcast is officially 5 years old. And when I launched the Win the Day podcast, I never in a million years thought that we'd still be going strong after 5 years. So thank you for your support. It truly means the world. And this anniversary also coincides with us hitting 50 million views, which is incredible. We're on the road to 1 billion views, and it's so great to see the Win the Day message spreading far and wide and being listened to by people in more than 130 countries. So if there's someone in your network who needs a boost, share the podcast with them so they can join us in the winner's circle too. And speaking of big news, it's announcement time. Tickets for the 2024 Win the Day Mastermind are now available. It's going to be held in Los Angeles, California this September. The event is for business owners who are ready to upgrade their lives, connect with other influential people, and make a difference in the world. So if that's you and you'd like to learn more about the Win the Day Mastermind, go to jameswhitt.com/events or click the link in the show notes. Last year, we had people fly in from 5 different countries to attend, and you can catch a trailer of last year's fun on the event page. Lives were changed. It was an incredible time. And this year, as I like to do, we're going bigger and better than ever before. The first round of speakers are now available on the event page. Again, go to jameswhitt.com/events to see who they are and how they're going to help you win. I'm bringing in the big guns, and there's going to be a few more to be announced very soon, but our spots are strictly limited to 40 people. So get in fast. Click the link in the show notes if you want to learn more about the 2024 Win the Day Mastermind and how it can help you. All right, let's get into today's fun. And today's mini-sode is all about making the shift from trying to doing. I mean, how often do we find ourselves saying, I'll try to do it? And trying sounds good, right? It implies effort and intention. But what if I told you that by constantly trying, you're actually setting yourself up for failure? In fact, one of the things that frustrates the living hell out of me is when I'm helping people, I give them a clear action plan, which usually includes one core goal that will have the biggest domino effect on the rest of their goals for that month, and they say, I'll try to get it done. God, that's frustrating. And you know why? It's frustrating because it tells me that you don't care about the result. It tells me that you're not connected with your values and your goals, and you don't understand how failing and underperforming impacts all of those around you, your team, your family, and of course, yourself. You tell me I'll try, but what I hear is I don't care. And my confidence in you completing that task and obviously subsequent tasks plummets. And I don't want to work with people who try, the people who don't care. In fact, I've fired several clients who use that language because I don't even want to be around those people because I already know how their story ends. They're the ones who make excuses, but I want to be around the doers, the ones who have a stacked calendar and a ton of commitments, yet still find a way to get it done. Think about the quote from the legendary Jedi Master Yoda, "Do or do not, there is no try." Let that sink in for a moment. Do or do not, there is no try. It's a subtle but powerful shift in mindset that can make all the difference. And last week's episode, episode 178, we had Harvard psychologist Dr. Ellen Langer on the show. She's incredible, and she shared some fascinating insights on this concept of trying versus doing. She mentioned how when we use the word try, it inherently carries the expectation of failure. Think about it. When was the last time you said you'd try to do something and actually succeeded? For example, if you tell me you're going to try and be there on time, I know you're going to be late. Your language reveals your commitment. And Dr. Langer also conducted research studies on this. One group was told to try, and another group was told to do. And you know what? The group that was instructed to do consistently outperformed the trying group. Here's Dr. Langer to share a bit more about the problem with trying and why our expectations, positive or negative, tend to get fulfilled.
And we take a simple thing. Let's say trying. Yeah, trying is good, right? So if you take somebody who gives up, you say, no, you've got to try. Okay, that's getting them to the next place. But trying has built into it the expectation for failure. All you need to think of If you were going to have, if I gave you an ice cream cone, you wouldn't try to eat it. You would just eat it, right? So if we, so we do some studies where we get one group is trying, the other group we tell do it, and the doing surpasses the trying.
And you hope. Say that in the book about getting a coffee, right?
No, the coffee is about hope. I mean, yeah. There's so many of these words where we think these are good things. And I say, well, they're good, but they're not great. Here's how to make them great. So, yeah, the coffee example was that when I go down to the kitchen, down, some people go across, some people go up, whatever. When I go to the kitchen to have coffee in the morning, I don't hope that the coffee is going to be there. I just assume it will be there. So the word hope also has built into it an expectation for failure. And what people need to realize is that our expectations tend to be fulfilled. So we need to assume everything is going to be fine and go forward. And most of the time, I will be able to create that reality for ourselves.
So how can you apply this into your life? Well, let's break it down. First, let's ditch the word try from your vocabulary. Instead of saying, I'll try to finish that project by Friday, say, I will finish that project by Friday. Instead of saying, I'll try to organize a daddy-daughter day this month, say, I will organize a daddy-daughter day this month. Instead of saying, I'll try to eat healthy and work out this week, say, I will eat healthy and work out this week. In doing so, you eliminate the built-in expectation of failure and instead set yourself up for success from the beginning. And here's a personal example from me. When I committed to this Win the Day podcast, I didn't say I'll try to make it a success. I said I will make it a success, even though the path to that goal was impossible to see. And here we are today, 5 years and 50 million views later. Another word for you to avoid is hope. You need to assume success, which is a core theme for many of the guests who have come on the show. Think about the episode with Tim Story. He said, most people believe in miracles, but don't necessarily expect them. That's what you need to do. Expect miracles. Assume success. Assume that the universe is working for you because it is, and that is what helps you move forward with confidence. Don't hope something will work out. Expect it to. So let's stop hoping and start expecting. Let's stop trying and start doing. As we wrap up this mini-sode, I want to leave you with a challenge. Think about something you've been trying to do. What would that be? Something you've been trying to do. What would that be? Just get one thing in mind. Maybe it's to speak on stage. Maybe it's to launch a podcast of your own or to write a book. Maybe it's to reach out to the potential client who you could help. Have you got something in mind? Good. Now, instead of trying to do it, commit to doing it instead. Remember, the path to success is paved with action, not intention. It's why I have a giant print in my office sitting behind me right now that says, action, the difference between having and wanting. To acquire, you must act. To acquire, you must act. It's exceptionally important. My favorite people are the ones who find a way and who lead by example, even when their backs are against the wall. They're the ones that I want to be in the trenches with. So take that first step, no matter how small, and watch how quickly your life changes as a result. That's all for this episode. To register for the Win the Day Mastermind, go to jameswhit.com/events or click the link in the show notes. You can learn more about the Mastermind and get a sneak peek at some of the superstars who will be helping you in real time. Until next time, stop trying and start doing. Onwards and upwards, always.